Hello, and welcome to Connect, Collaborate, Champion, the podcast of the New American Colleges and Universities, a network of private campuses working to educate students for the public good. Our podcast speaks with insightful experts about current and future issues in higher education and examines the impact of higher ed on society. Thank you for joining us.
In the spring of 2020, life came to a halt as the COVID-19 pandemic began. For high school seniors, the timing couldn't have been worse. There were no proms. There were no senior week activities. Their commencements were altered, if they were even held at all. This spring, the high school classes of 2020 are this year's graduating college students. That brings us to today's two-part episode. I'm your host, Michelle Apuzio, Senior Director of Programs and Communications at NACU, and first I'll be joined by Liz Yates, Dean of Campus Life at Moravian University, and then we'll hear from Nicole Pozlosny, Assistant Director for Student Engagement and Leadership at Nazareth University. They'll talk about how their institutions planned special events to make spring 2024 a better experience than 2020 for this year's graduating class. Welcome to the NACU podcast, Liz. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Can you tell me a little bit about Moravian University and your role there?
Sure. So Moravian University is located in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, about an hour north of Philadelphia. We have a little less than 2,000 undergraduates and a really robust growing graduate program as well. Residentially based, a lot of our students live on campus, but we also pool regionally. So we have a lot of commuting students who are native to the Lehigh Valley.
And you are the Dean of Campus Life there, is that correct?
I am. I'm the Dean of Campus Life. I've been at Moravian for almost 15 years, had the opportunity to do a lot outside the classroom with our students. So everything related to our student housing, I coordinate our new student orientation program, oversee student clubs, orgs, Greek life. So lots of different things with the students when they're not in the classroom.
What I learned is that you did a senior prom for your students who are graduating this year. Can you talk a little bit about what led Moravian to want to incorporate this activity into the spring semester?
So our current seniors, our class of 2024, like every college and university across the campus, they had a really interesting end of high school and a really interesting beginning of college for those who have been at a four-year institution. We brought all of our students to campus in the fall of 2020 when they were first-year students. I planned their orientation back then. I can't believe it's been almost 4 years since then. And our orientation at Moravian is really about tradition and connection. And we did our best to make it that way that fall. So they had this unique, you know, intro to college. They quickly assimilated and were on the path, as many of our students do, and their interesting beginning quieted down. And they've been here for 4 years. And last August, we brought a lot of our student leaders back for orientation leader training and RA training. And the seniors who are in some of the leadership position, we're doing reflections with them, talking about, you know, what are you looking forward to this coming year? And quickly, these patterns emerged where they were really reflective on how high school ended. I really hope it doesn't rain on commencement because I never even had a high school graduation. And I thought, wow, I never thought about this.
It's heartbreaking, right?
Yeah. I was like, oh. And then they started reflecting on other things. You know, in March of 2020, they were in the midst of competitions and tournaments and preparing for all these special culminating events. And a theme that quickly emerged besides their high school graduation was prom. I was on prom committee. It just kind of went away. I had gone dress shopping with my mom the week before. This summer, she asked me, what are we doing with the dress that's been in the attic for 4 years? And myself and some of my colleagues, we started looking at each other and we were like, this is an interesting opportunity. We could do a prom. In August, I went to my vice president and I said, so training's great. Everything's good. We're doing good. We're going to be ready to open. But they're talking about their high school prom, the prom that never was. I said, what do you think? And before I could say, do you think we could do a prom? She said, we need to do a prom. You think they would want a prom? And I was like, that's exactly what I was about to ask. And we were prom planning then.
Did you ever think you would be back in the prom planning mode? Decades into your career, right?
No. I've been in higher education for 20 years, and I never thought I would be planning a prom. And here I was. So we started chatting, some of the professional staff within student life. Do you think we could do this? We gathered kind of a small working group, and we knew a few things from the start. We knew that this was not going to replace any of their college traditions, end of the year senior traditions. It wasn't going to replace that. And because of that, we were like, we want to do this before spring break, because when they get back from spring break, it's kind of the countdown to commencement and everything that happens. So we want this to set aside. And you know, like so many institutions, we don't have lots of extra funding. And we thought, high school prom, you pay for a ticket. You pay for a ticket. We can do this at very low cost to the institution and really high impact for our students and for their families. So that was like late September, early October. And we thought a few students told us that this would be important, but we have more than 350 of them. Do they all want to do this? So we put together a quick little survey. We sent it out on a Friday evening. And by Saturday evening, we had over 100 students respond, 100 seniors.
Wow.
And the responses just kept trickling in. And it was unanimously like, I'm into this. I would love this. This would be awesome. I'd be really interested in doing it off campus. We asked them about themes. We asked them about what would be important in this prom. You know, a DJ, favors, the traditional prom photos. So we had a lot of data from them. And once we got this like resounding, yes, we want to do this, we were like, okay, we're in it. The last question was, do you want to be on prom committee? And we had a lot of students say, yeah, I want to do this. I got to finish what I started a few years ago. So by early November, we had a student prom committee of about 20 students met every few weeks. They helped us make final decisions on the location and the theme, the menu, the decor, everything, how we were going to promote it, the pricing structure. They helped us with all of it. I, in the meantime, was like, we got to find a place to do this because we hold lots of events on campus, right? We hold lots of events on a college campus and there's like Butler hors d'oeuvres, they do this. There's one or two venues that our students are accustomed to going to for events that we might have. And we thought, not there. We have to do something totally different. So the professionals started doing some research. We thought, okay, so how much is a prom ticket going for at high school right now, area high school? So we researched some of that. So that set us with a budget. And we told the students, we're like, this is what a prom ticket is that your high school students are paying for. And then I started calling venues and I said, so I'm calling from Meridian University and I'm planning a prom. Can you tell me about your current prom package? And our students are 21. So we'll add a cash bar to that. And they were like, okay.
That's one difference than the high school one, right?
Yeah. I'm like, everything else we are doing the old fashioned high school way, how high schools are currently doing it. And the different locations were really excited to help us partner. We eventually chose Blue Grill House, which is in Bethlehem. It's about a 10-minute drive from our campus, which was also important because a lot of our students said they wanted to rent limos or party buses. So we wanted nice. To give them a little bit of a ride. The class chose a Roaring Twenties Great Gatsby theme, which seemed so appropriate since it is now the 2020s. And it has been interesting for them. And we just planned. We actually held a vendor fair on our campus as soon as the spring semester started in January. And we brought in local tux shops and dress shops. And we had a huge stretch, bright yellow limousine that came. So they'd have transportation options and they could kind of stop by. They were offering different promotions about corsages and getting your hair and makeup done. So we brought all those options to our students and we started selling tickets. And we ended up hosting it a week or two before spring break in late February. We'll have about 360 students graduate. We had more than 150 students come to the prom. So more than a third of the class came. We have a really active parent Facebook page, and we were talking about it on the Facebook page with the parents before the holidays, because we knew that some students, they might say to their parents, "We buy me a prom ticket for Christmas." Like, we wanted to put this on their radar because we also recognize this was going to be an additional expense for our students and their families. The families, their response was just tremendous. They were so supportive. They were so appreciative to what we were offering their students. I think not only did the students miss it, but the families missed this milestone as well. We had a number of them come to campus or gather with their students before so they could get the prom photos. We had some students chose to wear the dress that had been in the attic for a few years. Others were like, "Well, this is a chance to do this again. Like, here we go." Many of the 150 students who attended were members of the senior class. There were some underclassmen who came. There were some non-Moravian students who came. The student prom committee said that the college president and his wife coming was important. So they were there as well to celebrate with the students. It was really for our community. No, it was just a really special way to celebrate this class who's had a really unique journey.
That's really cool. Did you find that students were doing things the way they would typically do them in high school? That is, like having promposals and things like that? Or was it a little more laid back?
It was a little bit more laid back. There wasn't promposals that I know of. We did talk about it and joke around with some of the students about it, but they were like, we're not really there. We had groups of students who rented party buses together, groups that went together. We had couples that came in who had gotten each other boutonnieres and corsages. I mean, social media was just blowing up with students who had done like their pre-prom photos. So there was a lot of the traditions. And the students, they took it a lot more serious than I anticipated. I mean, we had tuxes and gowns and people had clearly gone and done all the kind of prep, girls with their nails and their heels. So they took it pretty serious.
That's cool. You know, maybe there were no promposals, but I think the one thing you might find at a college level prom is an actual proposal. Did you have any of those or not that you know of?
Well, it was interesting because as we were selling the tickets, we also spent some time coordinating how students were going to get there, right? Because we had this alcohol component. So we asked our students, we provided a bus to the students. We filled it up. We had our limo buses. And in our back and forth with some of the students, we had a few students say, "I'm actually planning to propose. This has been my girlfriend all through college." We don't know when the proposals were coming. There were no actual proposals at prom. But in the process of working with the students to get everything solidified, we did learn about some proposals that are upcoming.
That is so wild. I love it.
Yeah.
So do you think you'll do this again? Or was this just, you know, very special because it was for, you're like, no, there's too much already, right? Was this just to make up for that class of 2020 getting robbed of their experiences?
You know, we have been asked this question a lot. Are we doing this again next year? My sense is, in 2 or 3 years, we're definitely not doing it. Those seniors had the traditional high school experience. We'll see what our upcoming seniors want next year. They were kind of chiming in while all this was happening. Are we going to get this next year? And we started challenging them, saying, "Tell us how your high school experience ended." You know, and lots of them were like, "Yeah, we had a prom. You just couldn't bring someone who didn't go to the school." You know, there were still restrictions in 2021, but their whole experience didn't shut down. So we will, as we typically do at Moravian, we'll listen to our students. We will plan around them. Maybe I'll be doing prom 2.0. Maybe this will just be, you know, a once and done special opportunity.
Did you go to the prom, Liz?
Of course. Of course. I was at the prom. Yeah.
Was it a dress that was in the closet, or did you get to buy something new for the prom?
It was something that was in the closet. My 9-year-old daughter was like, I've heard about proms. Can I go? I'm like, you will have your chance in another, you know, 6 or 7 years. So no, you're not going tonight. We did have a group of professional staff that were also at the prom. We kind of had our chaperone table. We were kidding around, but it was just, it was so magical to be there with the students. You know, there's a lot of hard days. There's a lot of hard conversations that we have, but this moment and this night were just really magical for our students. And being there was really, really special to see the joy in their heart and the community amongst them.
That's wonderful. What, how rewarding that must have been. And thank you so much for sharing what you did at Moravian. Hopefully this gives some ideas to others. I mean, they've kind of missed the boat if they haven't done it this spring, but you know, there's always a possibility to do it next year. And if they are, I'll have them connect with you for any questions. So
I would love that. Thank you.
It wasn't just the end of year activities that were affected. For those who went on to a residential college in fall 2020, their introduction to campus life was also atypical. Orientations were held virtually, and there were no activities designed to bring together large groups of students, most of whom were living on their own for the first time. Next up, we'll hear from Nicole Pozlosny on how Nazareth University worked to make up for the limitations of orientation for this year's graduating seniors. Hi, Nicole. Thanks for coming to the NACU podcast today. In order to, you know, get us a little bit of background, can you tell us about Nazareth University and your role there?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. So Nicole Pozlosny, Assistant Director for Student Engagement and Leadership. So I oversee our whole department. Nazareth University is a small liberal arts university that is like nestled in Rochester, New York. We have wonderful programs. We really strive on our changemaker model. So really helping to inspire the future leaders that come to Nazareth. My role specifically with student engagement and leadership, I oversee orientation, our student government, clubs and orgs, really any sort of like major event that happens on campus, my department probably has a hand in. So I'm really, I like to tell students that I'm with them from orientation up until commencement and everything in between, because that's true with my department.
Well, that sounds really wonderful to be able to work with the students so closely. Can you talk a little bit about orientation and, you know, what it would normally look like and maybe what it looked like in 2020 as opposed to a normal year?
Yeah. So I was officially hired at Nazareth in 2021. And I will say, so from that point on, we've thought really like critically and holistically about the student experience. So originally, pre-pandemic, and I would even say during that 2020 time, orientation really just was that like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So they were packing everything into those 4 days where we recognize that sometimes students just want to be in their space and they want to get to know their roommate. They want to maybe like figure out the campus for themselves. So we actually extended our orientation. So it starts from like Wednesday and then Sunday's kind of like a choose your own adventure. And that's great for me because then that means that we get to add one more programming piece, like one of our late night activities, to really show like what Nazareth has to offer. So we, you know, for our orientations, we do these things called like major mixers. So like students get to like be with their, I love it because it's so fun. They get to be with their major and they get to connect with some faculty that are in that major and they get to create a mocktail based on like that major that they have. And then we have like some guest judges that come and taste the concoctions. Then there's winners involved. But then we also do like our staple, like our flyer fest, which is the first evening that the students attend. And it's just like we have inflatables and like food and like caricature artists, like really anything that's like that fun carnival-y vibe. That's what we like to show them their first night here. where I recognize back in 2020, especially August of 2020, they had to really like put people only into small groups. So they didn't like the class of 2020 who came in, I should say the new to NAS students who came in 2020 really had to just be with like small groups. And a lot of their pieces were virtual, where as soon as we felt comfortable, like, you know, bringing our students back and like pushing into high gear, we really wanted to think critically about the student experience and creating like a holistic wellness in mind time for them.
Have you noticed anything different with this class in terms of their engagement as opposed to, you know, other classes, either before them or after? You know, are we seeing effects of the pandemic still in the way they socialize?
Yeah, I would definitely say I think it's taken some like a couple tries. I know that when we were able to like really just like go all in with our programming, I think that kind of helped our students like get out of their norm that they were used to and to be like, oh, okay, these programs are for me. That was always the most interesting thing that I would hear is like, is this for me? And I'm like, yeah, everything's for you. like even if it's like a small motivational Monday up until like our major event Spring Fest, like I felt like this class was very much like, do I not? But now that they've seen the work that our department has done and they've seen our colleagues, because it really is like a group effort on this campus to make sure that our students feel a sense of belonging along with their programs, I feel like our students have now gotten into like the drive of like, yeah, like look at all these events that are going on. But to answer your question, I would say when I got on board back in July of 2021, there was still that like hesitation and maybe like the not knowing about like the events, which I felt like kind of hindered them from experiencing the events.
That's really interesting. A little hesitant. And
yeah.
I guess when you kind of get the rug pulled out from under you, you know, at a really crucial time in your life, it affects you long term.
Like that first year experience or like that new student experience is so critical of laying down the foundation. So like, because they came in at a time where like the programming was either very like small cohorts or there wasn't anything super like large scale, I think that really set the tone for like what they like their expectations. When in reality, like, no, we are like, we have all of our students together. We're like having giant like movie screens on the lawn. Like, so I definitely think that it took some adjusting, maybe more so for the class that came in 2020. But I feel like our seniors now are very much like, what's the next thing that's going to happen?
That's great. But it is really interesting and speaks to the importance of having those big events as soon as students come to campus. Now, can we talk about the casino night?
Absolutely, we can.
So that is a big part of the orientation. Obviously didn't happen. What motivated you to bring it back around? So let's talk about the fact that you just held one for this year's class.
Yeah. So, you know, we thought about what we currently do for our incoming class. And we're like, how can we translate that into our senior week? Because we recognize, and that's something like, I feel very fortunate to be in the position that I'm in, because I'm like so student facing, right? Student engagement. Can't get more student facing than that. So I hear the feedback from our students that are like, oh, like the class of like the incoming class that was here for 2020 didn't get anything. What can we reflect on now that we could help like incorporate into our senior week? So for this year's senior week, we did casino night, or we're going to be doing casino night. It's also a glow casino night. So I'm very excited about that. And we're hoping to get faculty, staff, and alumni buy-in, because we recognize like the power that has, especially when we like hold other events like midnight breakfast, and that has a lot of like faculty and staff buy-in. So like our students are like, oh my god, my professor's here. So I think it really like just it comes full circle for a lot of them. So to have this casino night and to have such involvement with like the Nazareth community, I mean, impacts me in a positive way, because it shows that like we're here for the students. But I think the fact that like alumni is like interested in like what we do for the senior week and beyond, I think is really great.
Can you go back and explain what Glow Casino Night means?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So there is this vendor that we utilize who has like, they have like the poker tables and like the roulette tables, but they're all like like they're lined with like LEDs. So like you just turn the lights off and then it's like it's glow in the dark, basically.
That's wild.
You know, something that we say in my office is like party with a purpose, but it's like, how can we always just do more? You know, like, yeah, we could do a casino night, but can we do a glow casino night? Like, so we always like to amplify as much as possible.
Now, you talked about getting the faculty and staff and alumni involvement. Do the students help plan this, or does this just squarely fall on your shoulders with your team?
Oh, I always look for insight from our students. They are like, you know, what runs the institution, what runs my department. Always like to have a pulse on what the students are looking for. In regards to like obtaining the faculty and staff, like I usually am the ones that send out those correspondence, but thinking about like what our students' needs are, specifically our senior needs, we definitely look for like their input. So in regards to like our student government, each class has like a couple senators assigned to them. And so we like ask, like, what are you hearing from your students? Like, what do you think would be a good vision for senior week? And then we also have our like Instagram. So like class of 2024 has an Instagram. So they're posting every day. Like they're really like ramping it up, which I think is very exciting. So yeah, we definitely look for and encourage student input because we want to make sure that we're doing it right by them.
And we talked about how important the beginning of campus activities are, you know, the orientation piece. But what is it that you think is really important about the senior week activities?
I almost feel like it's like putting the bow on the present of like your college experience. I feel like it's really like full circle for them. So it's like you start off here new. And then by the time you graduate at an institution, it's like you've cultivated friendships. Maybe you're still like roommates with the roommate that you were assigned your first year. So I think it really helps us like kind of like close the chapter, but get them ready for like the next phase of their life. So that's why like this year has been really like all years, it's very important for us. But I feel like with the class of 2024, like making sure that their senior week is really boosted in the sense of like, how can we take those elements that may have been missed in their orientation and put them into senior week?
Nicole, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate talking with you about how you are making this spring a little better than the spring of 2020 was for these students.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to Connect, Collaborate, Champion. We want to give a special thank you to our producer, George Drake Jr. To learn more about the NACU campuses, visit nacu.edu.